Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Do, 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 do. Do you remember that song?
You know what you should do? It's the Mission Impossible theme.
Well, do the Mission Impossible theme because that's going to relate to today. We are recording already, by the way. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to 2022, lovely.
That was Jean-Michel Jarre.
What?
Jean-Michel Jarre.
Is that his surname?
Jean-Michel Jarre, yeah.
He's the guy that
he
does...
He was meant to be coming here,
I remember.
And he was meant to be doing a show on the Swan River.
That's right.
Where they shut down the whole... They were going to shut down the whole city.
The whole area.
They did it at the Louvre in France.
Is that how you say it, Mitch?
Jean-Michel
I don't think Jarre. That's how you say it. The Louvre.
I think you're trying to go for culture right now.
No, I'm
you're
not.
You're failing miserably.
No. Listen. I'm just saying that song came into my head. And isn't it a fucking cracking track?
Great. Now can you sing the Mission Impossible theme?
Din, 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 do, 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 do. I can't believe we wasted 3 fucking minutes of that.
Anyway, so actually, yes, because you know we were coming on here talking about technology. We've actually said the last couple of podcasts that we need to talk about technology. Brand new year, and I'm just thinking about. Do you remember? Oh, I don't know whether you were in Australia or not, Mike, at the time. But on the television.
He was probably in California.
Yes, in the television. They used to have this show called Beyond 2000. And it had all of these like gadgets and things that were like futuristic and stuff like that. We're in 2022. Can you believe that?
This is.
I remember a show called Beyond 2000 where they showed all this. Yeah. New fandangled technology that was going
to
happen.
What was the year of the Back to the Future stuff where they first started going, Back to the Future said we'd have
21.
All these.
Oh, no, it was 20.
No, it was.
The hoverboard.
Yes.
With like the self-tying shoes.
It was
and so
the
Nike actually
of
made
October.
The self-tying shoes to.
I'm going to check that
right,
now.
It was
what
1985.
That's where they went.
We're going
but
back
the future
to
20. Date.
I think we've already passed it.
We have.
We did pass it, but yeah. I remember there was that big push of like, these are all the things Back to the Future said we were supposed to have.
Yeah. One
and
of
some
them,
of them we did, but like the video phones we absolutely had.
Yeah, one of them was the hoverboard. And then they went and they made a hoverboard area where they were basically, it was a magnetic floor. Mm. And it was obviously pushing against magnetism.
October 21 to 2015 was the Back to the Future
wow.
date. Yeah, and then they had the hoverboards and they had all yeah.
The self-tying shoes.
I know.
And the video phones.
And the 3D thing.
Ooh.
And like the majority of them actually came to pass, actually. Yeah. So.
That's
well,
insane.
All you had to read was 1984. Was that the book you had to read? Yeah, all you had to do was read that. That's a crazy book to read today.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Well, anyway, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about technology, how we were going to talk about, because this is important, right? Because with what's happened in the last couple of years and people not being able to travel as much, I think this is a part of where it's definitely raised itself. I suppose especially like even without us, we've had to think about using technology in different ways than we ever anticipated using it. But I think that a lot of people, I think, misunderstand about technology and the use of it in business or I don't know. Talk to me about your thoughts, Mike, about that.
Look, I think you get two types of people. You get the people that are like all in with technology and so they just buy everything and they think technology is like the great savior of their business. So they just buy into every single system. And then you get others that kind of avoid it. Like I'm kind of a mix between the two. I love technology and the fact that like I love reading about it and seeing what's cool and the new gadgets come out. And I'm definitely drawn to that, like things like AI and things. But then the other side of it is the user part of me that actually has to do it. Like I freaked out when they told me to do a Instagram Live. I was like, what do I press? How do I have the phone? What do I do? And the thing is while I totally get that I should have it in the business, the actual implementation of getting it into a business, there's that fear that the way you did it before will break.
Yes.
And it's like, or, you know, it's not going to work, or you're going to fuck it up in some way and it's going to kind of drop the ball. And so I'm like, I'm actually not good with implementing technology because I just get all kind of anxious. Like Mitch is better at it than me. And that's
No. I'm just going to stop you there, Michael. He is not better than you.
Oh, he can use the iPad on like video calls.
Oh, but that, listen. It's only because he's used it like 50 times. That's all.
And I think that's kind of my point is it's the people that don't want to let it go because they're afraid of the learning process of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, they can recognize it. They can totally see that. And then you got the other ones that'll have like 32, you know, yearly subscriptions to every program that you can possibly see in the business. They've got 25 things that do the exact fucking same thing, and they're actually not doing any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? They spend all their time setting this stuff up that they don't utilize because it becomes just extra work.
So, I mean, the message, I suppose, is that technology is your friend. I mean, technology is changing, it's growing, it's moving. Mm. It is your friend, but it's like, it's not about going all in or being so avoidant of it. It's about finding the happy balance, right?
Oh, it is.
Or the like, medium, happy medium.
We were doing the Mission Impossible earlier, right? And I was watching old Ethan Hunt and I was watching the team. And every time, so I've got this rule that says, like, I have to do something for myself that's, like, good for my mind every day. And so every now and then I'll go, I want to watch Mission Impossible or I want to read, like, a novel type thing. And then I tell myself, okay, you got to find one business thing out of this so that you can meet your rule that says I've got to grow every day. Right. So I'm watching Mission Impossible, right? I'm watching Ethan Hunt. And it occurred to me that they don't like walk into a storeroom and go, I'm going to grab a bit of everything just in case. They go, what is the mission that we're trying to do? And what is the best tool that we're going to need to get there? And they go with the latest, greatest. Yeah. So technology is your friend. But just like real friends, you're not going to, you know, befriend everybody in the world. You're going to pick the ones that are most like you or that kind of help you in your useful.
Yeah.
So what's the one you're going to use? The Aston Martin, please. I'm definitely going to need the Aston Martin.
Every single time. Yeah, you need the Aston Martin.
Like James Bond is very much the same, right? He literally does go into a room where they have absolutely everything, but he only grabs what he's going to need. And it's, you've got to kind of look at technology in your business kind of the same way. It's like, what do I need to really kind of leverage my time or scale this thing?
I think that people misunderstand, we were talking about this before, right? People misunderstand that they think that they have to change everything, and that means that, you know, maybe the product has to go online, or it's not necessarily changing everything. It's changing the right things or making – it's about – I think the intention with the use of technologies is it going to make it more efficient? Is it going to make you – achieve that vision in a more efficient way. Is that correct? Is that how you would see it?
Yeah, that's it. Like, I was working for a big corporate company and I don't want to get into trouble, so we'll just call them Bandler McLeod. Right. Right? I'm in there working on this. I'm working in this business. And they get the technology team to come in and redesign our systems.
Yeah.
And we go from 45 minutes on the average recruit to 3.5 hours. So we couldn't actually do as much recruiting because of the system.
Oh, really?
And people bring in systems and it does the same thing. And they go, oh, we're getting ahead because we're using the greatest, latest technology.
No.
But it hasn't actually done what they wanted to in terms of an outcome. Well, so we literally went from, it took us 45 minutes to do the interview and the input of all the data to a system that took us 3.5 hours to input all the data.
Shit.
And so, and then now I'm using that data. Yes, it gave me extra search capability, but the amount of time it took me.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting down with the IT guy and I go, what was the point of bringing in the system? He goes, oh, it was to save you guys time. I'm like, how do you think you're going with that? He goes, I think we're going pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, you can find people quicker. I'm like, it takes me 4 hours to put in the information. It is not saving me time.
Mm. But I think, so a couple of things there. The first thing is, sometimes people dive into technology as an avoidance of doing what actually needs to be done.
Mm.
So I think that, and that just creates paralysis by analysis, and then the person can't actually get anything done. But they have to, you know, they have the best gear, the best
Well,
equipment.
I think in an example like that, don't you think it's like that they actually haven't done the research about, is it going to give him the effectiveness? Because it's reduced the time maybe in finding a person, but it's added time in in managing the person or in inputting the data.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's saving time in one respect, but at the end of the day he's not. So it sounds to me like that it's more of a hasn't done his due diligence about the technology itself and that it's actually going to do what you've set it out to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
and it would have been possible, to be honest, but what happens is, like with all technology can do basically anything. You get into it and then you start going, oh, that'd be cool. Oh, that'd be cool. And you keep turning on these buttons and you get lost down this track.
Yeah.
Like, you ultimately want it to save you time. So you just go, what is the major block? So what is the major chokehold that I have to being able to do this 10 times more?
Mm. So right Mitch now. Is saying then that you're saying that they're subconsciously that they're using that that whole process to sabotage their actual success because they don't have to – they can blame the technology instead of blaming themselves.
The bad tradesman, bad business person blames the technology.
Yeah.
But I also think that in terms of just in terms of what you were talking about, Mike, where – you're talking about, you know, getting better technology. And when we have tech, I remember years ago, a buddy of mine who was just a tech head said to me, your business doesn't get any easier. It actually becomes more technical as you bring in more technology. Do you know what I mean? You think it's going to get easier, but it doesn't, because you have to learn and understand things more. You know, you have to understand to optimize. You know, to optimize Salesforce, you better understand the shit out of Salesforce. Do you know what I mean? Because if you don't, it's actually counterproductive to doing what it is you want to do.
But
you're better off having a card with a piece of paper and a fucking pen and writing shit down and making phone calls as opposed.
But I don't agree with that either, right? Why? So that, because what happens then is we avoid being able to remove those blocks. So you want to go up and you definitely want to optimize. And yes, it is going to require a bit of learning. And yes, it is going to require a bit of setup. Mm. But ultimately, you got to go, is it worth it in the long run?
Yeah.
Right. If in the long run I'm actually making everybody's life harder because I'm asking them to input data that you might use in a 1 in 1,000 scenario, then yes. But like in terms of those cards, right? What am I really doing? Like, you look at something. Let's look at a piece of. If I was going to give people like homework, look at things like autoresponders or chatbots, right? Yeah. And I go, what do they really do? Well, they're really an account management process. They're a way of maintaining a relationship with somebody and seeing how engaged they are. My other method is I pick up on the phone, I do it. Well, the challenge with that is there is now a connection point that has to happen in real time. Me and that other person have to be available at the same time. It is also the thing that likely slides. It's important, but it slides if I run out of time. You know, I get busy with other things, you know, other prospects. So I'm not following up on these people and I burn all my leads in the long run. So you want to look at something like getting those up. Yes, will they require a bit of work setting up? 100%. Are they going to take a bit of learning? Are they going to, you know, are you going to have to fiddle with them to get them right? Absolutely. Are you going to have to keep adjusting them over time? Mm. Great. But if I look at the alternative to me doing this face to face, body to body, they do remove some of the block. I can scale that a lot quicker than I can scale the other. So, you know, one of the other mistakes people make is they just avoid the technology because they go, well, it's hard and yes, it costs a bit of money and blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to stick to my pen and paper method. But that's not scalable.
No,
so you're not going to 10 times your business with pen and paper.
And we don't live in that world. But and then there's also the other way to do it, which is just to fucking delegate. Delegate. If you're going to, you know, you're not meant to know every piece of technology in your business. You're not meant to know every package. You're just not meant to know that. So you've got to be able to delegate that stuff out. And make sure that whoever you get in, you know, understands what it is you're trying to do and they're making the right suggestions.
You can delegate the execution of it. You can't delegate the outcome from it. Mm. So that's where people get into trouble is they bring in the IT guy and you go, you just deal with this. Mm. Implement this system. And so they implement every element of it. Mm. But which is the case of the example I gave you, that's exactly what happened. They just said, hey, we need a new system. This is your job. Bring it in. They didn't say, this is what we want for everybody. This is what we're trying to do. They didn't try and figure those things out. That is up to the business leader. The business leader has to sit down and go, right, this method is falling apart and it's not scalable. I need to remove this. Or another like just easy one is there's so many workflow machines out there. Is if there's a process that you do basically every single time, but it's a time process, like I go check this box, I click that, like you should be looking at work processes that automate that. because if it's not requiring any brain effort, like why are you doing that? Why are you wasting your time doing it?
Mm. Yeah.
Looking at things like, you know, even looking at things like lead magnets, right? A very marketing term, but it's a bit of technology that allows you to capture somebody's details online without it having to be a physical person that's trying to convince them to hand over that stuff.
Mm.
Looking at screen sharing, looking at, there's all kinds of like little calendar tools. How many times as a salesperson, Mitch, you grew up in sales, same with me.
Yeah.
How many times did you go back and forth with people over your course of your life trying to book an appointment so you can have a conversation, right? And they have like calendar tools now where it's literally like, here's access to my calendar, pick a time that works for you.
So the key then is, just listening to you guys, is that you have to have like technology, a key factor with technology is it has to save you in terms of your resources. It's got to save you, and your resources can be time, it can be money, but time is a specific one that technology can help with.
Yeah, because instead you can't manually ever have more.
Pardon?
Because you can't ever have more.
More
right?
time,
you're just on a dwindling hourglass of time. Right?
Yeah, you've only got 24 hours in a day. You can't automatically have 26, 27 or 30.
People have been trying to figure that out for a while.
Yes, doesn't happen. So anything that maximizes time and that can use technology to maximize time is an amazing opportunity for people to go ahead and use in their business, right? So if anything that you – like we used to have a rule, anything that we'd say three times, then we junk it into a video, record it so that it's out there, that's because then it saves us having to constantly – say it, it's there, it's been said, we refer someone to it. Same with technology. If there's a way that you can do things that you don't actually have to manually do it, off you go and get technology to make that happen for you, right? And the second thing, though, is that there's no point in you saving that time unless you're helping yourself to scale your business in some way, right? Technology has to assist you to be scalable. Instead of me, you know, answering this phone or sending all these emails manually, I can then spend my time helping customers, doing something that's different. I can scale my business in a different way, and therefore technology is like perfect for being able to do that, right?
Absolutely. Like if I was to just like, if I'm in business, right, one of the things I have to do is grow that business, 100%, right? If you're not growing it, it's dying. We all know that. You can't really just maintain it. So one of the things you're going to have to really focus on is marketing. Now, technology in terms of marketing is really, really powerful. Now, I can spend my time calling you up and getting you ready to the point where you're ready to buy Mills, or I can use things like autoresponders, lead magnets, squeeze pages, webinars as a way of talking from going from one action to many as opposed to a one-to-one action. Now, here's the thing that kind of makes it sense. Like we're in Perth, Western Australia, right? I grew up in Canada, not California, where everything was 24 hours. So you go to the grocery store at like
everything's
midnight.
Open 24 hours.
Yeah, so you can go to the grocery store at midnight. It didn't matter. But here, everything closes at like 5:30.
Yeah.
Do I want to spend 8 o'clock till 5:30 every day warming up leads, or do I want to spend the day closing them?
Closing them.
Right? So if I can use technology as a way of getting that, like anybody that's got a business right now that is not using autoresponders, not using lead magnets, not using squeeze pages or landing pages, not using webinars. And by the way, the first time you use these things, you're going to fucking suck. But you'll get better over time. Mm. If you're not using these things, like what are you doing? Mm. You're wasting your time on things that are got a low probability of closing. You know, looking at things like screen sharing so that you can do your presenting online, using things like DocuSign and other contract tools so that you're not having to waste that time just to get a signature on a piece of paper. Like looking at, you know, using calendar tools so that you're linking up with people as opposed to going back and forth.
So this is one of the things that we've always said about business, like right from the get-go. The way you grow your business is that you delegate your low priority tasks to somebody else, and that's their high priority task.
Mm.
So for me, it would cost me more. It would cost this business more for me to be standing at a photocopier just photocopying stuff. I can delegate that to someone who loves that and would love to do that, and that's their highest priority, right? But by the same token, we're saying exactly the same thing with technology. Actually, the stuff that we can – that is a low priority for me to do that technology can handle, we give it to technology to handle is basically what we're saying. Mm. And that's what helps scale the business. But I really like what you said, Mike, about the fact that you can't delegate the outcome. So as the business owner, as the business leader – the outcome is what is the actual purpose of this technology? What is it actually going to do? And making sure that it does that is at the sole discretion of the person who's in charge at the end of the day.
And this doesn't just apply to technology, though we're talking about technology today. And when you delegate, you can never delegate the outcome. You can only delegate the task.
The execution of the task. Yeah. And I think that's a really important point for everyone to understand, because then that is like, okay, you at the end of the day, it's like using technology as another employee in a sense, right? We all have this vision, we all have this purpose of why we're here. We spoke about it in the previous podcast. We have this vision, this purpose why we're here, but you know, like a different person handles the execution of the marketing, a different person handles the execution of the administration, a different person handles the execution of XYZ. So you just get technology to handle the execution of certain elements of the business. And it's about finding that sweet spot where you're not spending all your money and all your time just trying to technologize everything. Do you like that word? Technologize everything. So make everything technical. You're actually making it the most efficient, the most effective, the most cost effective as well as time effective. Yeah.
Yeah, and do it in small chunks. Don't go for everything all at once, right? Like, yes, stage it out.
So everybody that's like seen that, you know, everyone's gone on technology because now, you know, Zoom just like boomed in 2020, you know, when nobody could go anywhere or do anything. And everyone, did you find, I don't know about, I found everyone was trying to go, right, how do I do everything online now, right? But that's not necessarily what we're talking about. You don't have to do everything online. You just have to use the tools at your disposal to get to the outcome.
Yeah, it might make sense, right? If I'm not able to travel anymore and I've got people all around Australia, then yeah, I want to go, how can I do that without traveling? How can I remove that cost, that structure, you know, from the business in terms of from a financial standpoint? So if you're in a tough financial time, how can I remove that cash flow?
Yeah.
But also, how can I leverage that so that we're not talking about a single person? If you're looking at your salespeople, right, and you're going, and your biggest gripe in your business is that, oh, when the lead goes to this particular person, let's call him Mike, and he goes, he's amazing at closing. So how can I get more leads to him versus when it goes to, let's call him Mitch, he's terrible at closing, right? How do I use technology to go, how can Mike affect more people so that I'm not always like wondering how to upskill Mitch? You know, if that's not going to work, how can I make it so that Mike's able to pitch to way more people? You know, I could remove him traveling from client to client. I could remove the need for it to be face-to-face. I could, you know, if he's got a similar demonstration, like if some of what he's doing is just a product demonstration, how come I'm not video recording that, putting it on a back page on my website that they have to then put in their email and their phone number to get access to? It shows on the program with my best presenter.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, randomly whoever's available to me.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's cool. I think that's really good summary. Mm-hmm. Did you like that little subtle dig there, Mitch? That wasn't actually that subtle.
There's been a couple, but I'll get to them later.
Technology. What's your favorite piece of technology that you've ever had implemented in a business, do you reckon?
Look, honestly, webinars, although I was freaked out when I first got on them, Tashier was like the one that convinced me if every... Like when I wanted to build it, the business, I wanted it to be face-to-face only because I was comfortable with that. Mm. And using the webinars and using like recorded has been just amazing.
Yeah.
I still sweat and shake like crazy before going on live. But being able to reach that many people using that method, like it's absolutely crazy.
Mm. Yours?
The popcorn maker.
Oh, come on. Be serious about your business.
I think
maybe about the coffee machine,
maybe the coffee machine. I'd kind of agree. Zoom has been fantastic
for that.
But I think so many people would say the same thing.
I think Zoom is good, but I'm going to save because I'm going to answer this one as well. Using the tools that we use for our Flip the Script is all based on technology. Yeah. And I think that that has been
a game changer in terms of
being able to give people the outcome that we didn't think we could give when they weren't in person. And we using technology, we're able to do the same thing. And I think that's freaking
cool. So many people have said to us, man, the hardware that you guys were using, whatever you were doing there, was just...
Software, actually.
No, it's not software.
Is it?
Is it software? Software you were using, there you go. The software you were using was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
They said the way in which it worked was just so good.
Yeah. It was very, very cool.
I think that's kind of, like, if you want to leave somebody with something, I think that's it. Like, you design the experience first, and then you look to the technology to go, how can we use
that's exactly what we did. Because I had the plan in my head about this. I know this is what's going to happen. But I'm like, in terms of like how the thing is going to get set out, and then it's like, okay, Tash, this is what we need. It needs to do this and this and this and this and this. But you can't move on here, and they can't see this here, and they can only see this part of it, and all the stuff and all the coding in the background that needs to happen. I take my hats off. I always say hats off. I take my hat off to people who can do
a couple of hats.
Take my hat off to people who can do that and to make that work. I think that's pretty awesome.
I got an idea for the next piece of technology for that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. Woohoo, Tash. She's going to freak out.
Kids making coffee.
Alrighty, that was cool.
Technology.
Okay, if you're looking to bulletproof your business, here at MJB Seminars, we have the tools and strategies to supercharge your profits and stop you from becoming one of the 97% of organizations that fail within their first 10 years.
So you can learn more about this truly unique system by liking and following us at MJB Seminars over on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer podcast so you never miss a business episode again.
Registrations for our business course are by application, and you can express your interest by emailing evolve@mjbseminars.com.au.